Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is with us. We are a Christian Protestant Internet Church, and we meet on the Internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America, and whatever time it happens to be where you are. We want to thank the Lord for you. And we came to bless his name and to fellowship around his word. Amen. God is good to us, saints. He's good to us. We are proceeding forward with the fast that we are on, and the Lord is blessing. He's opening doors that were not open before. For those of you who are late joining our fast, it began on Wednesday, February 9th, a week ago at 12:01 a.m., your time zone, and it continues through Friday, this upcoming Friday, February 18th, 2022, midnight, your time zone. We're meditating on Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 23 every day. We are memorizing the dream protocol as it is written. We are receiving Holy Communion, water, fruit juice, banana, citrus fruit, soup, but no beef. Soup of your choice, but no beef. Every saint is to go to the Lord and get a list of what they need to repent of. And we gave you some scriptures behind that. Hosea chapter 14, verse 2. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. And Isaiah chapter 55, verse 7. Each of us will seek the Lord for a greater understanding of his love. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that's the fast that this ministry, all the persons that are with this ministry, this is the fast that we're participating in now. Amen? And if you're late finding out what the details are, you have them now. So we want to encourage you to join us if you so desire. Amen? Praise the Lord. Also, we want to lift up before the Lord persons who have had death in their family recently. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to release your mercy, your compassion, and the comforter to those families in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you touch them by your grace and by your spirit. We ask, Lord, that you calm their emotions. We ask you, Father, for peace to be released to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to shorten their period of grief over their lost loved ones, Father, and to help them with the business affairs of taking care of the arrangements and settlements in Jesus' name. We ask you to support them, to undergird them, Father, and allow them to feel the comfort of your love and peace. Give them some sleep and some rest, Father. Give them some calm moments to spend with you. And those that have not come to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we ask that you use these events, Father, to bring them closer to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise the Lord. Well, saints, times are challenging, but God is greater. Amen? Times are challenging, but God is greater. There's always going to be some challenge, some situation. Remember, we talked about testings not too long ago. And the Lord let us know that this is a season of testing for us. Amen? So there are always going to be challenges and predicaments and situations and issues that we must confront and must deal with. But we don't have to do it alone. The Lord is with us. He's in us. And we have his help all the time. We have his help in the middle of the night when we cannot sleep. We have his help during the day when we need answers and we don't know what to do. We have his help all the time. He never slumbers nor sleeps. So whatever we need, the Lord is here for us. He's here to bless us. He's here to show us the way. He's here to help us. So don't neglect your time with the Lord, amen? Don't cut him short. It's not in your best interest to do so. Let's put it that way, amen? Amen. We need the Lord. And all the more as the days continue to approach. Yes, we're in the last days for whoever wanted to know. Yes, we are. We are indeed in the last days. And they're going to get darker and darker still. To our membership in Canada, our prayers are with you. And we are praying for the truckers. Praying for those that are blessing the truckers with food and whatever else they may need. We stand in solidarity with the freedoms that Jesus Christ has given to us, and we will not back down in Jesus' holy name. Amen. There are those who are attempting to do devilish things, interfering with people's finances so that they might control people. But there is no control from the demonic realm. We are free of the enemy. We are free from him. And we break his grip and hold over the people of Canada and over the people all over the world who are fighting the same thing, the work of the enemy against the people of God, the work of the enemy against people that God has raised up to be who they're supposed to be in this world. Amen. Amen. So we want to praise the Lord for his goodness and for his power at work, you see. Just because things are appearing to be negative does not mean God is not at work. Very much to the contrary. He's very much at work. We've been praying and we've been putting requests for adjudications before the righteous judge, and he is judging, and he is moving his way. And if it looks like everything's upside down, you know he's moving. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for his move during the mess, as you might want to call it. Amen? God is still on the throne. He hasn't packed up and gone anywhere else. He's right here in the midst of his people. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. And a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. As I stated, I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, and Brother Marshall is here with us. And we're a Christian ministry founded in Jesus Christ. Amen? And we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible, and we fellowship around the Word of God. Amen? We are a very loving and caring family. So we want to invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. Praise the Lord. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. Amen. And when the page changes, click guest and sign in with your name or your handle, whichever you use. Amen. So we greet you in the name of the Lord. We take authority, dominion, and power over all trolls and spies in the name of Jesus Christ. All persons that came up to work witchcraft and work powers against this ministry, we send those powers you came to release on us back to you in Jesus' name. After all, they're yours. We did not request them, and God did not order them for us. So they are back to you in Jesus' name. So we want to thank the Lord for his ministry to us. We want to thank the Lord for all his graciousness to us. And we want to thank the Lord for all of you that have come to see what God has to say, because he has something to say to us, saints. He always does. And as we seek his face on this fast, he's saying more and more and more. Amen. What is that? Oh, whatever. So let's get started. Those of you that have an iPhone or an Android cell phone, you may do the same. Go to your browser and pull up miracleinternetchurch.com. We happen to have an app. It's in your app store. And when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three white lines on a black background. That's your link. not the picture, the three white lines. That's your link. And it opens up all the other links to you. So you may sign in and say hello as well. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God is blessing us, and he's helping us to grow. Amen. He's helping us to grow. Hold on just a second, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, as the Lord would have it, we're making progress that we can't see. So what do you mean by that? That means as we're continuing to fast, the Lord is doing things in the background. That's what I mean. Amen? As we're continuing to fast and seek his face and do spiritual warfare and do all of the things that we do, the Lord is working in the background. And at his select time, you'll find out what he has done. So if you don't see too much happening, it doesn't mean God's not doing anything, okay? It means you can't see what he is doing. Amen? It means that you can't see what he's doing, but it doesn't mean that he's not doing anything. So have faith. Trust the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Allow the Lord to do what he wants to do in your heart. Yield to him, because being stubborn and rebellious is not the way to be blessed, saint. And the Lord's already told us that he has more blessings for us. Amen? He has more blessings for us. Amen. Phone keeps cutting out. Call in again. Amen. Get a better connection. Praise the Lord. So, the Lord has more blessings for us. So, when he starts hitting areas that you don't like, don't tighten up on him. Don't ignore him. Don't decide you don't want to deal with it. That's not the way to respond to the Lord. Be prompt to obey him. Open your heart and yield to him. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we just want to thank the Lord. We just want to thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen? Amen. So keep your faith. Keep walking with him. Yes, sometimes it takes longer than you'd like, but he's God, and we need to develop in patience. It's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. Okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, let's go before our Heavenly Father in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for your goodness and for your grace. We want to thank you for your very loving kindness and patience with us. We want to thank you, Lord, that in spite of our many sins and trespasses and some mistakes, you love us, you forgive our sins, you wipe the slate clean, and you help us up again. You help us to get going again, Lord, in you. You show us the error of our ways, and then you show us what you want us to do about it. We want to thank you for your help and for your grace, Lord. We want to help thank you that every time we've fallen down, you've picked us back up again. We want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for the word of God, We want to thank you for the blood of God, for the armor of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the angels that you have dispatched on our behalf in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, that you clear the way for us. Whenever we have to do something or go someplace, you go before us. We want to thank you. We want to thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you that the blood of Jesus washes us clean. We want to thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus provides protection for us. We want to thank you for successful spiritual warfare in Jesus' name. We want to thank you for closed doors in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us, Father, with their swords moving. We want to thank you for your praising angels that attend whenever we come together. For we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. We want to thank you, Father, that every time we come to you in prayer, you help us. You help us. We don't have to try to feed you a sacrifice as some religions do. No, we just need to come to you in prayer as your children. And you hear us. And you answer our prayer. We want to thank you for answered prayer. We want to thank you, Lord. Every time we've asked for an adjudication, we get it. Every time, Lord. We want to thank you for showing us how to do those things that are honorable in your sight. We want to thank you that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. We want to thank you for having supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We want to thank you that you give us strength to do whatever we need to do in Christ. We want to thank you that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. We want to thank you, especially for a sound mind. We want to thank you that there's no need for us to fear death or to fear man. We want to thank you that we don't have to live our days in anxiety and stress. We don't have to be faint-hearted. We don't have to have various phobias. But we can stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have given to us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So we throw off all despair and all rejection and all hopelessness, all excessive mourning, all self-pity, all depression, all insomnia, all brokenheartedness in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus took these things for us on Calvary, that we might have the divine exchange and have beauty for the ashes in our lives, that we might have the oil of joy for all of our mournings, and that we might have the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and depression and hopelessness and oppression. We want to thank you, Lord, that we are victorious in Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and powers. And we cancel every demonic assignment and satanic agenda against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his agents, and their powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy in Jesus' name. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking devils, all reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, listeners, familiar devils, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits. We close the portals in the computers and in the cell phones in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for at that portal assigning an angel of the Lord to defend that portal, to close that portal and seal it in Jesus' name. We bind the demons that work on the internet in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that traffic the internet in Jesus' name. We bind Bozy and all of his wicked spirits that work with him in the name of Jesus. All of those devils from underneath the sea that come to work through the computer systems, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. And we send you into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We turn them over to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us to war and teaching our hands to fight. We bind all Leviathan spirits in Jesus' name and their attacks, and we return the attacks to their heads. All Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, drone spirits, seducing, womanizing spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks. The Havana syndrome, the brain changes, the injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and the seducers and the charmers and their attacks, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, the work of every druid, every EMF attack. In Jesus' name, we bind all hypnotic and trance devils and their attack, mystic rituals and their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all 5G and components and everything coming off the towers. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism and mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind and chain with eternal chains under darkness every Jezebel in Jesus' holy name. We bind Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, Asian and Pan-Asian, North American, South American, Australia, Native persons, tribal persons, indigenous persons, Caribbean, Latin American, black and white magic. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no authority over us, and we suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks in the name of Jesus Christ, and we return those attacks to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our cultures. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and all witchcraft dedications. We bind you and chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs.
We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you and send you into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. We bind the transference of evil spirits. Hey, hallelujah, riseta. Even within the same family groups, in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, undermine, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools, the spirit of the fool, and the anger of the fool. In Jesus' name, we bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant. All in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare. In Jesus' name, this includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, all astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against us, and all that pertains to us, no demons, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you, Lord. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement, all the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, la-la land. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We are called to walk in the spirit of truth. We bind all antichrist ideologies and doctrines, all Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride. Hey, shut out of your. We strip him of all of his armor. We bind you, Leviathan, and all of your tactics. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and all your agents in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices, especially done against us in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Basilek, Molech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Mammon, and Atlas. We bind you and chain you with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, cold and hot spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We want to thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the gang stalkers, and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, right, order, all affiliated and associated organizations, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness and the demons that you serve in Jesus' name. We bind your witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull down Masonic works in the name of Jesus Christ. Even the work of the Demole in Jesus' name. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and all who are in authority and all true Christians. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Thank you for that, Father. Thank you so much. We disconnect ourselves, Father, from every spirit that has followed us and tracked us in the name of Jesus Christ, even tracking us on the internet. We cover our vehicles and the road on which we travel with the blood of Jesus. We have authority and dominion and power over the animals and demons of the road, and we forbid them to cross our path in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind them in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Father, for your holy angels. We take authority, dominion, and power over demons in the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams and feed us in our dreams. We command them to stay away. We bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We call for the fire of God to consume them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your giant warring angels protecting us and our property as we sleep, and we thank you for your wall of protection. Amen. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, attachments, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, all forms of agreement, consents, oaths, garlands, anything that keeps us connected to the demonic realm. we break down and destroy all walls of protection around shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and more. We break the power of every vex, every hex, all curses, all design, spells, charms, fetishes, all mind control, voodoo, magic, and sorcery, all sickness, pain, and torment, all psychic warfare, psychic power, prayer chains, incantations, chantings, ungodly blessings, hoodoo, crystals, root works, everything being sent to us by the devil and his agents in Jesus' name, all tribal rituals and sin, what's done in the bush, what's done in the airways, what's done in the deep, we return it to the sender in Jesus' holy name. And everyone said amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. And everybody said amen and amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So tonight, saints, we're going to have a little fireside chat, even if you don't have a fire. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 4. And our verse for meditation comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 14, verse 27. John chapter 14, verse 27. Our featured ebook is Marine Spirits and Mystifying Sea Beings. The link is in the chat room for those who are interested. So, and our guest call-in number, it remains area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Amen. So the Lord wants to talk to us about a renewed heart. Now, saints, I want to say something as we begin this. Anytime you decide that you don't want to receive the word of God, anytime that you take the attitude and disposition that you don't want to hear the word of God, you are rejecting Jesus Christ. I want you to know that. Whenever you take the disposition and the attitude that you don't want to hear the word of God and that you're rejecting what the word of God is saying to you, you are rejecting Jesus Christ. And that is not wise. That is extremely foolish and sinful. Amen? Amen. So let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Amen. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 11, beginning with verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 11, beginning with verse 19. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh. Notice where it is. It's in the flesh. And will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them. Not just listen to them, do them. Execute them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them one heart, God is saying. One heart. This scripture is an important promise that God made to his chosen people. Take note that God promised to give us one heart, not a divided heart. Singleness of heart, not a divided heart. He promised singleness
of heart, not a heart that's pulled in more than one direction, but resting steadfastly in his love. That's what he promised. He promises to remove the stubborn, resistant, an unyielding heart of stone. But instead, he promises to bless us with a tender, yielding heart and a heart which will respond to him. Amen? A heart that will respond to him. You know, everyone does not have the heart that Jesus would desire for them to have. Some people have an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Their evil heart causes them to depart from God. Some people have a wicked heart. It meditates on wickedness. It's filled with wickedness. They have this very nice Christian front, but there's wickedness in the heart. Some people have a deceitful heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Kinds of hearts in the body of Christ. And not all of them are pleasing to the Lord. Amen? So, do you have such a heart toward the Lord? Do you have the kind of heart that the Lord desires, or do you have a stony heart? A heart of flesh that's stony and hard and impenetrable and unyielding and resisting the Holy Spirit. Only you and the Lord can answer that. Now, why did God say he was going to give them a different heart? He said he would give you a different heart, and he would put a new spirit within you. But you see, you have to desire this. You must desire it. You must want it. You must seek him. If you have an evil heart, a wicked heart, a corrupted heart, a deceitful heart, all of those hearts that are not pleasing to the Lord, you have to seek his face. Amen? He says he'll put a new spirit in you. But you have to desire it, and you have to seek his face. He says he'll take that stony heart out of you. You know, the you just don't care. You don't care. He'll take that out of you, but you got to want to get rid of it. You may have a heart that refuses to trust the Lord. He can make a heart exchange for you. You can get a heart transplant, but you got to want it, and you got to seek him for it. Amen? To the end that we might walk in his statutes, keep his ordinances, and do them. That we might actually walk, live our daily lives in his statutes, obey his ordinances, and actually perform what the word of God says we are to do. Amen? That we will actually love our neighbor as ourselves. That we'll actually do what God says to do. That we'll stop gossiping. We'll stop being judgmental. We'll stop being critical. And we'll be loving instead. We'll stop being false accusers. We'll stop being prideful and walk in humility. That we'll actually do them. And then we'll be his people and he'll be our God. That's what he promises. And God keeps his promises. He is the official promise keeper. Amen? Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 24, verse 7, and I will give them a heart to know me. God says he'll give us a heart to know him, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. We're supposed to praise the Lord with our whole heart. We're supposed to love the Lord with our whole heart. We're supposed to serve him with our whole heart. Amen. A heart to know the Lord. A whole heart. Does the Lord have your whole heart? Or are you holding back? Good question. Ask yourself. Does the Lord have your whole heart? Are you all in with him? Is your all on the altar? Are you holding back? You know, like Ananias and Sapphira did. You know, there are people that want you to think that they are so much in the Lord. And unfortunately, they're some of the biggest hypocrites in the world. They front that they, like they have a life. They'll use these phrases that they've heard us say up on this broadcast. They'll pull out a phrase in a minute. And they'll use these phrases and fling them around like they're so deep in the scriptures. And their life behind that front, behind that facade, is just riddled with sin. They can't get it right yet. Following the Lord for decades, and they still can't get it together. Saints, don't be buffaloed. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart. The Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart. And the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. So we're to have the kind of heart, and our seed to have the kind of heart. Well, we love the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, so that we might enjoy the abundant life that Jesus has for us, the abundant life that transcends from here on earth into eternity, not just here on earth, but transcending even into eternity. Circumcision of the heart means opening the heart to all of the gospel. Yes, that includes the scriptures that stare you in the face and tell you you are wrong. Of the heart means opening the heart to all of the gospel and taking away all hindrances and all blockages in obeying the truth. Amen. That's pretty straightforward there. Circumcision of the heart requires that we have an open heart to all of the gospel, the parts we find comfortable and soothing, and the uncomfortable parts as well. And removing all of the hindrances to obeying the gospel, the hindrances in our hearts, in our minds, in our soul.
That's right.
There are hindrances there, and we need to take responsibility for having them. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Circumcise, therefore, the foreskin of your heart. Cut away all that offends the Lord that's in your heart. Cut it away. You see, circumcision requires cutting some living tissue. Cutting away of living tissue at a sensitive place. And God is saying for us to circumcise the foreskins of our heart and be no more stiff-necked. Stiff-necked? It doesn't mean you slept in the wrong position and that you have a cramp in your neck. No, that's not what that means. Amen? That's not what God is talking about. Stiff neck means stubborn and obstinate. You're just not going to do it. You don't want to do it, and you're not going to do it. You don't feel like doing it. You're not doing that. That's what it means. Stubborn, excessively stubborn, bullheaded. That's right. That's what it means. So, we would ask that you consider what God is saying. That's not what pleases him. That's not what brings the blessing, being hard-headed, stiff-necked, and excessively stubborn, unyielding, unwilling to do what the word says to do. The word says to respect your spouse. You're unwilling to do that. You were willing to run to the altar, but you are not willing to be altered. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting topic. You see, that's the reason we have altars in the church, so that we can be altered. Amen. The saints have need of such. We are to be humble before the Lord, not hard-headed, not stiff-necked, not stubborn, not resistant, not rebellious. We are to open our hearts completely to our God by removing all reservation, all covering, all secret, all unbelief, all failure to trust God. I'll say that again. We are to open our hearts completely to our God by removing all reservations, all coverings, all secrets, all unbelief, all fear, and all failure to trust God. This is a command from God. It is not a mere suggestion. So receive it for what it is, a command from the throne of God. You know, some of us feel the liberty, or we seem to act that way, that we can treat Jesus any way we feel like it. He can correct us. He can bring the word and bring correction. And we can rebuff it. We just don't want to receive it, don't want to hear it, and aren't going to do it. Well, that's dangerous. A haughty spirit goes before destruction. And if we continue in that attitude without repenting and forsaking that, then destruction will surely find us. Amen?
Amen. The Lord promises to help us in this matter, providing that we humble ourselves and permit the Lord to aid us. Some of us have this real I do it myself spirit, but that will not work. An uncircumcised heart is a proud heart that will not yield to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. No matter what they are exposed to by the way of the preaching of the word, no matter which scriptures are explained to them, they refuse to yield. They don't want to change. They find fault and take issue with those who expose sin and reveal the way of the Lord. That's a rebel. And God takes no pleasure in rebellion. Amen? Praise the Lord. That's the truth. The Lord offers us the promise of the removal of a stubborn heart and giving instead a heart that is sensitive to him. Sensitive to the Lord, to the movings of the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 31. Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 31. Cast away from you, cast away from you all your transgressions. Get rid of them. Get them as far away from you as you can. Get rid of them. Whereby ye have transgressed. You sinned. You've done wrong. And make you a new heart and a new spirit. Get you this new heart and new spirit that the Lord is offering to you. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? You see, the longer you resist the Lord and the harder you fight against doing what is right, the closer you get to dropping into hell. Either you're going to move closer to the Lord in humility and obedience and submission to him, or you're going to move further away from him. And every time you put your back up, every time you stiffen your neck, every time you turn the shoulder, every time you decide you're not going to do what God wants you to do, you get closer to hellfire and further away from the Lord. That's not wise. That's not wise at all. Amen? That's not wise to put your life in such jeopardy. Hell is real. It's a place of continual and perpetual torment. And some people just keep on pressing it and just keep on going and just refuse to believe and just refuse to change and just refuse to listen and just refuse to receive the word and humble themselves before the throne of God. They refuse to apologize to people they ought to apologize to. And when they say it, I'm sorry, they never change. Well, if you continue in that, you'll end up at the end of your life facing Jesus, and he will say to you, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Amen. The Lord pleads with his people to make a change. That's what you see happening in Ezekiel 18:31. The Lord is pleading with his people to change.
to change their direction, to change, not to remain the same way they've always been. You see, there are a lot of funerals that are preached in church. It's a funeral. And people come and assume that the deceased went to heaven. So now they have this phrase, they're in a better place. Well, a lot of them are in hell. It would be nice if we were more truthful. Everyone that dies and has a funeral in a church didn't go to heaven. Some of them go straight to hell. And it's very possible for this to be so. Amen. Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. This is a wonderful prayer, saint. I offer it to you. In me a clean heart, O God, and renew, bring back to life a right spirit within me. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. We need to be willing to change, saints. Some of us are not willing to change. We still have our fingers pointed at somebody else. But, you know, we need to stop pointing at other people and look at ourselves, because some of us are actually our own worst enemy. The Bible says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. The Lord can remove the Holy Spirit from you. The Holy Spirit can get up and leave you. Some people didn't know that was the case. Now you know. The Holy Spirit can come right out of your body and leave you if you continue to grieve him, if you continue in rebellion, if you continue to go in a false way. He will leave you. Store unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit can leave you. In Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible says, let me back up to verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity, it's hostile against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. They that are in the flesh, that live the self life, it's self, self, and nothing but fish, self-centered, and I expect the whole world to revolve around me, self. What I want, I, and I. And my, and my. Now, verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, let's go to the now. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
He is none of his. If the Holy Spirit gets up and leaves you, you're no longer a member of the body of Christ. Why? Because the body of Christ is supposed to have the Spirit of Christ living in them. He says clearly, if you don't have the Spirit of Christ living in you, you don't belong to Jesus Christ. There is happiness and joy for those whose guilt has been forgiven and whose sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. It is a great relief to those who have confessed their sins and the Lord has wiped their record clean, thrown their sins into the sea of forgetfulness. What a relief. There were seasons of life when we would not admit to our sin. Yes, our pride and rebellion stopped us. But our guilt and lying and uncleanness made us frustrated and miserable. The conviction of the Lord rested upon us till we finally admitted our sins and no longer tried to hide them. When we decided to confess the truth to the Lord, Jesus Christ forgave us and removed our guilty stain. The Lord is our hiding place. He helps us to stay out of trouble. We are engulfed in his songs of victory. The Lord will instruct us and guide us in the pathway for our lives. He will be our counselor and our advisor unless we know it all. We are not to be like a mule or a wild horse that must have a bit in its mouth to keep it in line. You've seen that. Unruly horses. They want to gallop when they want to gallop. They want to do it their way. They want to be the show dog. We ought to obey the Lord because we love him. We ought to obey the Lord because we love him. Not just what he does for us. Wild horses and mules have no understanding, but you have been taught of the Lord. You have been taught of the Lord. So why act like a stubborn mule? Amen? Why act as though you're a stubborn mule? Amen? You see, some people, remember, you know, when you're children, you end up getting spanking, and you end up not being able to go out to play, and you end up not being able to eat your favorite foods when you act ugly. You get put in time out. Well, you know, as you grow up, God expects you to have learned from that when you were younger. And when he speaks to you and you don't do what you're supposed to do, he waits for you to rethink your actions and your behaviors. He's patient. He's long-suffering.
he'll come back to you again to get you to do the right thing. But saints, when you refuse to do the right thing over and over, there comes a chastisement. There comes a punishment from the hand of the Lord. He says that if the rest of them, all of his children, are partakers of his chastisement, if you're not a partaker, you're not his. You're illegitimate. So say, it would be in all of our best interests to obey the Lord at the onset. To believe, think, and do what the Lord would have us to do. And not to insist on doing what we want the way we want because we think we're justified in doing it. You know, I have seen people who have undergone physical difficulties because they refuse to obey the Lord. They have problems in their body because they refuse to obey the Lord. And it doesn't matter how long you pray for them. You know, the little ailment or whatever it is, it'll let up for a few minutes, and then it'll be back again. Why? Because the sin is still there. That's why. Amen? In fact, sometimes we pray and the Lord doesn't do a thing. Amen? God knows what's going on. You can't fool him. You can't fool the Lord. You can't pull a fast one on Jesus. So there are times when people have problems that they wouldn't have otherwise if they weren't so stubborn with the Lord. And tonight, I'm attempting to encourage you to rethink your position. Amen. Rethink your position. Obedience is still better than sacrifice. Obedience is also better than destruction. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that you be a wellspring of life in us that overflows in understanding to your people. Amen. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Psalms 16, verse 11. Psalms 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, you have promised to show us the path of life. Open our blinded eyes that we may perceive your way for us. Allow us to experience the fullness of your joy and the blessedness, pleasure in your presence. You may say amen. Psalm 21, verse 4. Psalm 21, verse 4. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, in place of the death that's in our lives, we ask instead for life and life abundantly with many good days. Amen. Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we seek your favor for our lives. We seek the life of Jesus to live in us. For in your favor, Lord, is life. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. In other words, pay attention to what you're told to do, and don't let go of it. Hold on to it, because it's your life. It's your life. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, help us to obey your every instruction, because a life of doing what is right is a wise life. A life of doing what is right is a wise life, a well-lived life. Amen. Psalm 32, verse 2. Psalm 32, verse 2. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, each of us publicly renounce. We give up the pursuit of the way of living, speaking, and feeling that is sin to us. Each of us cast these sins off, and we disown them. We loose ourselves from them, especially our evil speaking, especially our evil speaking. We declare that we have nothing further to do with these sins, nor with the demons that encourage and promote these sins. Lord, we ask that you deliver us from all deceit, even deceit in finances. Amen. Psalm 7, verse 7. Psalm 7, verse 7. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. Heavenly Father, I'm sorry, that was Psalm 1. I didn't mean to put that. Let me turn to Psalm 1. I wrote the wrong thing down. Let me back up. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll get this right. That was Psalm 1. Amen. Okay. I know it by heart, but I prefer to read it. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. There we are. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, teach us to shun the counsel of the ungodly. Discipline us when we stand in the way of sinners, when we hang around those who do not obey you nor sincerely reverence you, even if they are relatives. Train us to refuse the company of those who mock the things of God with scorn. But let us walk with those who delight in obeying your every command, those who meditate on your word and eagerly take hold of ways to follow you more closely. Train us to refuse the company of those who mock the things of God with scorn. But let us walk with those who delight in obeying your every command, those who meditate on your word, and who eagerly take hold of ways to follow you more closely. Amen. Amen. You know, the Bible talks about all kinds of people that the saints are not supposed to closely associate with. But you know, sometimes the saints don't pay much attention to that. But we need to, because when we don't obey those scriptures, we violate the word of God in sin. And the enemy will come right through those open doors. When we associate with people that we know are in the occult and witchcraft, we have an open door, a wide open door for the enemy to continually attack us, because there is no fellowship with the devil and Jesus Christ. And you can't walk on both sides of the fence. You can't be a Christian and have in your close inner circle persons who serve the devil, who worship the devil, who practice witchcraft. The two don't go together. Two cannot walk together lest they be agreed. So if you're going to walk with people that are in deep sin, then that means you're going to agree with the devil. You can't turn around 1 minute later and say, now I agree with God. You have to choose whom you're going to serve, whether it's going to be the devil or whether it's going to be the Lord. And whichever side you choose, you need to stick with the side you chose. If you decided you want to serve the Lord, then serve the Lord in fullness. You know, today, I had to pray and help someone to see close relative of theirs was in witchcraft, and to continue to visit with that person was much akin to returning to witchcraft. See, you cannot have these open lines of association with people who work wickedness. It's an open door for you. You must seek to close that open door to the enemy. Amen? You know, when you were a child, you had parents or grandparents or aunts or whomever you had, they would tell you, don't associate with that, those children over there. They're bad. They do bad things. Stay away from them. Well, God says that too. Amen? You have a friend, you know they're a fool. Why are they your friend? Ask yourself. Praise the Lord. There's someone close to you. You know they're a bully. Why are you still associating with them? Amen? We need to be selective in our associations according to the Holy Scriptures. You can't be a Christian, close friends of people who live a double life. They have a put-on life and a wicked life right behind the put-on. Amen. You got to have a clean heart. You can't share your innermost secrets with somebody who serves the devil. Amen? Think about that. Amen. Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teaches him out of thy law. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I am blessed when you discipline me with correction, when you show to me the error of my heart, my thoughts, and my way. Lord, I ask that you teach me from your word the way that is pleasing to you. Amen. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, the person who places all of his trust in you is blessed. The blessed ones, refuse to honor pride, nor those who turn from you to lies and untruths, or who have idols in their lives. The blessed ones refuse to honor pride, nor those who turn from you to lies and untruths, or who have idols in their lives. Lord, let us choose to trust you with all of our hearts. Amen. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, help us to change and have nothing more to do with our wicked ways. CASA, Miracle Outreach Ministry, to become a delightsome land and bless us in every way. Amen. First John 5, verse 4. First John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the grace to overcome the world and all unrighteousness. Father, we ask for more grace to overcome in every area of our lives. We desire to overcome against all limitations, all hindrances, and all obstacles. We desire to overcome in our finances. We desire to overcome in our relationship. We desire to overcome in our courtships and marriages. We desire to overcome in our health with healings and your miracles. We desire to overcome in our cities, towns, and communities. We desire to overcome in ministry. We desire to overcome in our emotions. We desire to overcome in our family relationship. We desire to overcome our flesh. We desire to overcome in our praise and worship. We desire to overcome in our prayer life. We desire to overcome in our fasting. We desire to overcome in our career and employment. We desire to overcome in our giving. We desire to overcome in business affairs. We desire to overcome in spiritual warfare. We desire to overcome in the timings and seasons of our lives. We desire to overcome in prosperity. We desire to overcome in our troubles. We desire to overcome in our adversities. We desire to overcome where we are being wrongly judged and taken advantage of. We desire to overcome in the abuses and persecution of our past. We desire to overcome in gratitude and thankfulness to you and others. We desire to overcome in patience and long-suffering. We desire to overcome in godly compassion. We desire to overcome in selfishness, self-centeredness, and the self-life. We desire to overcome in our worst sin. We desire to overcome in our lack of maturity. We desire to overcome in our eating and in our drinking. We desire to overcome in our physical appearance. We desire to overcome in our daily anxieties, stresses, and frustration. We desire to overcome in doing it our way instead of obeying Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. We desire to overcome in our encounters in public spaces, including the roadways and highways. We desire to overcome in our thought life. We desire to overcome in limiting you in our lives. We desire to overcome in our aging and the renewal of our youth. We desire to overcome in the physical conditions of our living arrangement. We desire to overcome in our physical abilities and strength. We desire to overcome in your wisdom. We desire to overcome in our covenant relationship with you. We desire to overcome in this life that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man, that we would walk worthy of God who has called us unto his kingdom and glory. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful message. Praise you, Lord. And Sierra Doria, she has a praise report. Thank you, Lord, for your answer and your solution in Jesus' name. For everything you do, I give you all the praise. Yes, praise you, Lord, for that. We just give you all the praise. AK has a praise report. Thank you, God, for giving me favor at the swimming today, an answer to my prayer. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And DBD has some praise reports. He says, praise and thank you, Lord, for revealing to me the root cause of antagonism towards my husband and how he is restoring and showing me how to love my husband again. While watching a True Life documentary film about Lee Strobel based on his book, The Case for Christ, there came a scene where his wife prayed, Ezekiel 36:26, over him because he was not saved. And the verse reads, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take out that stony heart of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise you, Lord. Same verse we were going over today. Praise you, Lord. And she says she personalized this verse with her husband's name and asked the Lord to give him a new spirit, a heart of flesh. I didn't give this theme much thought and continued to watch the film, although the documentary only depicted her praying Ezekiel 36:26 and the prayer for her husband. You know, from watching the film, that the depiction was varying on the ongoing marriage difficulties and the prayers were more frequent. So the subtle unspoken message that she spoke and prayed her husband's salvation consistently. And during the third and last scene showing her praying again, Ezekiel, you need to pray this is for your husband, is what I heard the Lord spoke to me. And upon hearing that, this, I sat straight up in my mind and said, oh, yeah, okay. Then I thought to myself, wow, how come I didn't come to this first time when I saw the scene? But praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We just praise you, Lord, how you were helping her and closing all the doors and helping her. Praise you, Lord, for that. In case there's praise, I just want to thank God and give glory for loving us so much. He answers our prayers, solves our problems, give us wisdom and hope and comfort and joy each day. He never quits on us, and he is quick to forgive, supplying all that we need so we can try again. There is only one God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And KK has a praise report. At the end of this month, my employer is changing their return to the office policy. I don't want to get vaxxed or tested, but praise you, Lord, for that. He won't have to. We give you praise for that. And Dana has a praise report. As I got out of bed last night, my back began to ache. I perceived two parallel rows of darts down my back. I withdrew them, sent them back to the point of origin per the scriptures and covenant, and then applied the blood of Jesus to their wounds. Thank you, Jesus, for revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing. Praise you, Lord. And Dana has a praise report. The mark placed on my neck by a witch has considerably faded. It's almost gone. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And Stacy has a praise report. My car never needed a repair. The problem never reoccurred. Just an old change. Praise you, Lord. And I dreamed these two guys were bugging me and didn't stop, causing pain where they touched me. I suddenly said, I bind you in Jesus' mighty name. I said it repeatedly. They had to go back. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. He's fighting in her dream. But Dina has a praise report. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for deliverance from the root of bitterness and unforgiveness that runs in my family line. When Pastor Sabrina said it in one of her most recent sermons, that had to keep bringing something up, then you haven't forgiven those persons. I got so much deliverance and release from the servant unforgiveness by Dr. Pat and Pastor and Dr. Sabrina. I could just feel love flowing into my inner man. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And Claudette, 123, has a praise report. The car is on the way to the mechanic, believing nothing's wrong. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Grace has a praise report. I thank you, Lord, for protecting me and my mom last night from an evil act of the enemy. A demonic cat was sent making a loud, strange, evil growling sound by the window. I bound the witch and returned to Simder the purpose and the intent of the presence in Jesus' name. This is the second time it's happened, and I prayed. The cat left immediately. And behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Dina has a praise report. Well, praise the Lord. I was just listening to Grudges and Bitterness and Forgiveness while I was on the road. And when I got home, one of my neighbors I haven't spoken to in a while came to say hello. Brother Bill was just saying that God will send people. So I took the opportunity to ask my neighbor if she was saved, and she said yes. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And Dina has another testimony. I was able to tell her about MIC and the miracles that we've experienced. I forgot to give her a card, but she's still suffering from two sleep disorders and wondering about being banned from driving if it's on Lord will. I will send her a card and invite her to listen. Another neighbor came out to say hello, and by repenting and participating in deliverance and putting what I've learned into action immediately, the love that I exuded and drew people to me wow, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this fast, because I really thought I had forgiven those who hurt me. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise. I've had trouble getting in the website all day, but I persisted and believed. And thank you, Lord. The connection is restored. We praise you, Lord. And NK says, praise. For 3 days, I had been pulling out an old pain I didn't realize I had. Now I understand a generational curse that was put on me when an amulet was pinned to my clothing as an infant. Thank you, Jesus, for uprooting what the Father did not plant. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. And DBD, I give you praise to God and the Holy Spirit for convicting my spirit in a more pronounced fashion than ever before. In the past, I would commit a transgression and repent afterwards. No, I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit more clearly warning me before I say or do something. Also, when someone does something wrong against me, I don't allow offense and my emotion associated with it to stay with me. I immediately bind it and move on. The enemy has been quite busy crouching about and trying to trip me up and dismantle the work of love towards my husband that my father has poured. The Holy Spirit has given me so much discernment to recognize the many faces of these deceptive works, and I'm able to bind them before it happens, and they give me a chance to influence my behavior. God is showing me things that I am doing wrong, and with interactions with my husband and what and why things he does, I'm learning how to humble myself. That's God's process. Love in spite of and patience. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And we just praise you, praise you, praise you. And a praise report that God revealed an opportunity for me to witness to a fellow Christian who was in the hospital with an infection with pneumonia and dangerously low blood pressure. She's on dialysis and been suffering with ailments for years. She called me to explain her encounters with a male nurse who had been mean and treating her very badly. She went so far as to say she almost wished she was dead, in other words, and she would have been coming out of her mouth while she was still talking. I cut her off and said, let's pray. I armored myself and went into spiritual warfare. I began binding the influences and influencing the nurse in the hospital, pleading the blood of Jesus over her, quoting the scriptures and God's promises over her life. And then he reminded her that we don't fight like men, and reminding her that our weapons of our power we have in the name of Jesus. The words were just flowing out of my mouth with boldness, along with the scriptures to back up what I was telling her. I felt a righteous anger come over me at what the enemy was trying to do. After I finished praying with her, wow, I really needed it. Thank you so much, Debbie. I'm starting to feel better already. Our conversation turned to more jovial as we continued to talk. I know the Holy Spirit had me to pray for her because she was like many other Christians. They've not been taught to do any spiritual warfare. I sense that she did not pray the same after that. Praise you, Lord, for her. We just give you praise and honor, praise and honor. And she'll just keep praying for her. And Gladys has a praise report. I'd gone through 2 surgeries in December. The first surgery was about $38,000, and I thought I was almost $2,000 in payment for my deductible. I got the bill, and I only owe $123 for the entire bill. What a miracle. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies and provision. A surgery that would have cost $13,000, and I only had a pocket of $1,100 of my deductible paying in installments. My deductible was met for the year, and I've got surgery almost totally free. God is so good to me. I'm blown away about his love. I just praise you, Lord. praise you, Lord Jesus. And NK has another praise report. Praise weeks ago, Pastor Sabrina prayed for God's judgment in a relationship with my sister for days. He's been going deeper and deeper, showing me awful stuff that I had inside me for almost 40 years. I'm looking forward to coming out of this process cleaner and more whole in him. I'm looking forward to God's blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just praise you. Praise you, Lord. These are wonderful praise reports. And saints, while I was at work today, I had to go in a backyard to do an inspection. This woman had released her dog and forgot she'd done it. And when I'm walking back to the house, the dog's barking and growling, trying to bite me. And all I could do is say, oh, I just bind you in Jesus' name, kept walking to the front of the house. It couldn't come no closer than a foot to me. And when the woman came out of her house, she was apologizing to me in tears, thought the dog had eaten me up. And that's, no, the dog couldn't touch me. I just prayed. She was shocked. Praise you, Lord. Use the name of Jesus. I just give you praise, honor, and glory for all these wonderful praise reports. Praise you, praise you, praise you. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Jesus is just awesome. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Yes, the Lord is awesome. And I see many of you are getting breakthroughs. Yay. Praise the Lord. You're growing. We want to thank the Lord for the growth and the increase. Amen. It's important for us to grow. We're not going to be the stagnant folk who are the same way month after month, year after year. No, we're going to keep growing in Christ. Amen. So we're going to go. To our guest call-ins, and then we're going to do what we usually do. Let's see. Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? All right. Area code 9042, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah. I'm fine. What can we do for you?
Hey, Pastor, this is Jonathan. I was calling to ask for prayer over my work and my schooling and my career.
Okay, what about your work? You just want me to pray? All right.
Yeah.
How are you doing in school?
I'm doing all right. I'm passing my classes, but you know, I'm not really as engaged as I should be. So I should be doing a lot better.
All right. Okay, let's pray, Saint. The Lord says you need to repent.
Yes, ma'am.
He says you need to repent of not putting your whole heart in the direction that you're going. You're kind of half in and half out.
Yes, ma'am.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father, I repent for not putting my full heart into the things that you have been guiding me to do. And I pray that I am able to, or I pray that I can go full-hearted into whatever it is you're guiding me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We come into agreement. Father, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, you have a plan for his life. However, you need him to step boldly before your throne and ask for the direction that he needs. We want to thank you, Lord, for him calling in and asking for prayer. We also, Lord, ask for your direction, your specific instructions to him regarding his future career in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for helping him to become engaged in his schoolwork, Lord. Help him to develop the interest that he ought to have. And to ori la la dio sundere brisha de dio sundere brisa kisha terabriki la 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 yo sundere bre, and to shake off everything that is not of God. I cut from him with the sword of the Spirit, risa la yo sundere bre, tendencies from his family line that would hold him back in Jesus' name. Oh la la dio sundo riki se terabrisa ta. We loose him from that in the name of Jesus Christ. Deep breath and come. Isha, da na 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 no 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 ne 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 no wandering in circles in Jesus' name. We break that cycle in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. All those family spirits that don't want to achieve, non-achievers, non-ambitious. Woo, hallelujah. Break your griffin hole in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Not wanting to press forward into the things that God has. We loose him from the old family tree. And his sin waits in wretchedness in Jesus' name. Ruka de Gibrisha da Dabara. Reke said that a wickedness from the old family line. Ring de Rabrusha, Ladioso Tarabreke, Ladiosota. Irisi de Rabriki, being content with less. Runda de Rabriki, I saw. Runga da, instead of reaching forward to what lies ahead. Rike na nuna na yasa. Irisi de Rabrusha, Tarabreke, Ladiosota. Isha na rugusete rile le dioso da rugudan da rebese tera baruke de sulla da dioso delle briche le riviesta delle brisa ta ride na manusha candera bro le dioso tera briche si tera bru yende la bruca tera marasa tera dioso tera bru yerra che tera brusa ta backwardness. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come up and out. All backwardness. Irugusha tera brisha. Yeah, mama. Don't register the debrisha that I brought the deadassa day. Rike de debrusha, the deadassa, the debruca de yesterday. Yerra getta de barasha that I broke the deadioso that I break the deadia. Yarugos and der regisa, baby, set the brike. Hallelujah, rugoto. I bind the inordinate or rugosa that I breach that I break the use of authority in your life in Jesus' name. Eshu, Riki. Rukota, I bind the counsel of the ungodly in the name of Jesus. I bind all ungodly examples in your life in Jesus' name. And their influence on your thoughts.
Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Break free. We break every chain. We break every chain. We break every chain in Jesus' name. Breaking every chain in the name of Jesus. Breaking up bonds and chains. Shackles, come off in Jesus' name. Shackles, come off in Jesus' name. Shackles, come off in Jesus' name. Spirits of slavery bound in Jesus' name. Come on. Bondage, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come out. Every spirit of bondage, you're bound in Jesus' name. You're chained with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Father, release your warring angels to war against these spirits that have been warring against him his entire life. We loose over him the mind of Christ. We loose over him the mind of Christ. Renewal of the spirit of his mind. Not a follower, but a leader. Break it. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cut him free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every oath, every covenant, every pledge, every vow, every pact. All agreements, all consents, all garlands, all means, text, pledges, and vows. We cut him free with the glittering sword of the Lord in Jesus' name. No reconnection. We cut him free from every ungodly person in his life. And their influence. We bind and cage their influence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Deep breath and cough again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your delivering power, Lord. Thank you. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost and holy fire in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Release your prayer language. Deep breath and release your prayer language. Okay, we seem to be having a problem with static, so I want you to get in your prayer language and stay there for a good 30 minutes. Amen?
Yes.
Father, we ask you for taking this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Stay in the Word and seek the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, God bless you.
Thank you, God.
You're welcome. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Area code 901, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Area code 901, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hello.
I'm fine.
That's good. God bless. I was calling regarding, I think I'm dealing with a python spirit. I had a dream, like I got bit on my hand. And I was rebuking it and calling Jesus' name, but it didn't go. And then eventually when my alarm had went off, you know, that's when I woke up. But it was like I saw, like I was getting bit on the hand. Like python, like I'm going through a whole lot.
Well, how do you know it's a python?
Because I saw a snake, and it like it had my hand bit, and when I tried to move it, it like was tightening up.
Okay, well, that doesn't automatically make it a python spirit. It just means it's a viper.
Or a serpent. Okay.
All right.
And also, I was wondering about as far as dealing with the churches, I noticed that it's a lot of witchcraft going on within the churches, and it's sort of scary because, you know, you don't know where to go to. You know, you go for help, and then the person that you're trying, you know, you think is going to help you, they're sending you back out there in the street to get ate up. And, you know, it's like what has happened with the congregation, the pastors, the leaders. It's like, I don't know.
Well, the Bible clearly talks about it.
Yes, and it has. It definitely has. And you don't know if it's the Holy Spirit or the familiar spirit that's going on.
Well, the Bible says, Jesus says that those that follow him won't walk in darkness. They'll have the light of life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I take it you've been to some churches that you have determined are not true Christian churches anymore.
True.
Attending one of those churches?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
I'm reading and trying to build up my, you know, spirit man and been listening online.
Okay, so is this the only church that you're attending right now?
Well, online, yes.
Okay, that's not what I said. I said, is this the only church that you're attending right now?
What do you mean by the only church I'm attending? Like, that I have been inside of?
No, presently. Is this the only church that you're attending?
That I've talked to on the internet, on the phone. I was listening online to a church.
I understand that, but my question to you is this the only church that you're participating with presently, or are there others?
No other than, this is the only church that I have called. I went and visited a few churches, when I was out of town, but, other than that.
Okay, so I'm still trying to determine if this is your present church fellowship for now.
No, what do you mean? No, it's not my present church fellowship for right now.
Okay. Because we have a policy, and our policy is that we do not do deliverance on persons that are attending other deliverance ministries. So I'm trying to determine if you're still in fellowship with some other ministries that are supposed to do deliverance, or if we're the only one, and what I'm picking up is that we're not the only one.
Well, as far as in the United States, because the person that I listen to is online. It's not like I'm in person or even talking over the phone dealing with deliverance. It's just basically I'm just looking, listening online.
Okay. So which ministries are you listening to online?
It's out of London.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Sanctuary.
And what kind of a ministry is that, if you don't mind
they do deliverance. They do the deliverance.
Okay.
But like I said, it's in London, and it's not like I just listen.
Okay, well, our policy is that if you're affiliated already with another deliverance ministry, we don't do deliverance on you. That's what our policy has always been. Okay? So what you need to do is you need to decide which deliverance ministry the Lord wants you in.
Well, I just want a true, faithful one that,
Okay, one more time.
Is of God. Yeah.
You need to determine with the Lord which deliverance ministry he wants you affiliated with.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to stick with the one he assigns you to.
Okay.
All right.
You have
okay.
a blessed day. Take
now,
care. God bless.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for her that she comes to you and gets a clear understanding of what you desire. To spiritual protocol, we have obeyed the scriptures. But Lord, we ask that you give her some guidance and some understanding that she might do your will for her life in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight, saints, we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the controversial Texas heartbeat bill, which bans most abortions in the state, this is Texas, after 6 weeks gestation. This is now under attack from the Massachusetts-based group, the Satanic Temple, which argues that the law infringes on the group's religious freedom by imposing an undue burden on its satanic abortion ritual. Amen. That's what the deal is. And so, okay. The satanic temple, which argues that the law infringes on the group's religious freedom by imposing an undue burden on its satanic abortion ritual. The Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act provides a mechanism to seek an exemption from any law that restricts the free exercise of religion. Because I guess this is SB8, imposes an undue burden on the ability of the satanic people members to undergo the satanic abortion ritual, the first step in defending the rights of its members is to seek an exemption under the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act. If the state declines to provide such exemption, the satanic temple can then seek judicial relief from the law, the organization said in a statement shared on its website. In addition to banning most abortions after 6 weeks, the law also allows individuals to take civil action against anyone who performs and induces an abortion or knowingly engages in conduct that aids or abets the performance or inducement of an abortion, including paying for or reimbursing the cost of abortion through insurance or otherwise. Amen? On Friday, the district judge in Austin, Texas, temporarily shielded Planned Parenthood abortion clinics in the state from being sued under the new law in response to a request from the abortion giant. The judge's order specifically shields Planned Parenthood clinics from whistleblower lawsuits by the nonprofit group Texas Right to Life, the state's largest anti-abortion group. In a letter to the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, an attorney for the Satanic Temple asked that the organization be given a religious exemption to access the abortion-inducing drugs and without a prescription as part of its sacramental abortion ritual. The Satanic Temple's membership uses these products in a sacramental setting. The Satanic abortion ritual is a sacrament which surrounds and includes the abortive act. It is designed to combat feelings of guilt, doubt, and shame, and to empower the member to assert or reassert power and control over their own mind and body. Prescription requirement substantially interferes with the satanic abortion ritual because the government impedes the members' access to the medication involved in the ritual, the letter noted. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning millions of dollars in taxpayers' money funded research using aborted baby body parts, according to a new report. The White Coat Waste Project, which released the report, describes itself as a taxpayer watchdog group representing more than 2 million liberty lovers and animal lovers who all agree. Taxpayers shouldn't be forced to pay over $20 billion every year for wasteful and cruel experiments on dogs, cats, monkeys, and other animals. In a blog published, the group unveiled the findings of an investigation probing experiments conducted by the National Institutes of Health. A White Coat Waste Project investigation has uncovered that the National Institutes of Health is actively funding over $27 million of research approved to use human fetal tissue, known as HFT. That $27 million is just the beginning. The National Institutes of Health expects to spend over $88 million total on human fetal tissue this year, the group said. The White Coat Waste Project noted that the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has spent the largest share of the $27 million awarded to the National Institutes of Health to study human fetal tissue research so far. The group is headed by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who has become the face of the federal government's efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic. Fauci's agency has spent $21.6 million on fetal tissue research, accounting for 80% of the award granted to the National Institutes of Health to conduct such experiments. Then the group then distributed these grants to academic institutions to perform the research. One experiment was conducted at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, a public university. Oh, Lord, they used a lot of money. The experiment involved the implantation of fetal bone marrows, liver, and thymus into mice who were subsequently infected with HIV to examine the human gut microbiome and its role in HIV infection. The White Coat Waste Project reported that researchers later decapitated the mice and removed their brain. Then there was another experiment they did, and I won't go all into all of that. However, you can keep reading it if you want, the Nebraska-Lincoln experiment. And they, the pro-life Students for Life of America held a rally outside the National Institutes of Health headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland, to demand Fauci's firing over his agency's role in funding testing at the University of Pittsburgh, where researchers implant the scalps of aborted babies into the backs of mice. Yeah, and on and on and on it goes, okay? So that's what that's about. We're requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning President Joe Biden, who has sought to inject gender ideology into our laws since his first day in office. He might prefer a massive bill like the Equality Act that elevates the categories of sexual orientation and gender identity to status of race and sex. But that effort has stalled in the Senate. So for now, his administration is looking for ways to insert sexual orientation and gender identity concepts into existing law. In January, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services proposed a rule that would add sexual orientation and gender identity language to the 2010 Affordable Care Act. According to the department, these amendments will ensure that those who identify as LGBT receive medically necessary care. This includes gender-affirming surgeries and hormone therapy. In fact, the department's proposed rule, the law, and treats dubious treatments as essential health benefits in qualified health plans. This not only contradicts the best science in medicine, it is a disaster for insurers, for medical providers, and most of all, for those struggling with gender dysphoria. It helps to keep a few definitions in mind. First, the first is sex. Human beings are sexually dimorphic species. This is very rare exceptions, such as those resulting from disorders of sexual development called intersex. Everyone is clearly either male or female. This is biology. It's also common sense, as revealed by the testimony of every culture in every time and place throughout history. Many people also affirm the sexual binary of male and female on religious grounds. The book of Genesis, for instance, says that God created us male and female. The next term is gender, which is best seen as the social and psychological correlate to sex. Okay, masculine and feminine connote gender. Then there's gender identity, which comes from the lexicon of gender ideology. According to one popular definition, gender identity refers to a person's understanding and experience of their own gender. Note the circularity. In other words, it just goes in circles, all right? Once untethered from biological sex, once they can separate these terms from actual physical biological sex, gender identity can mean almost anything. This subtle shift in terms is critical. Behind gender-affirming care is the hope of aligning the recipient's body with his or her gender identity. Such care, in quotes, however, is at best cosmetic. You're getting the point. It cannot achieve the impossible to change someone's sex with chemicals or scalpels. The Department of Health and Human Services rule would, in effect, erase a key aspect of our humanity. That is, it would displace biological sex as a criterion for medical care with a fluid and illusionary notion of gender identity. This, in turn, would also serve as a precedent for further policy changes elsewhere in the administrative state. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning this matter. Former President Donald Trump said special counsel John Durham's court filing provides indisputable evidence that Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign spied on his campaign and presidency to develop a completely fabricated connection to Russia, which is a bigger scandal than Watergate. This is a scandal far greater in scope and magnitude than Watergate, and those who were involved and knew about this spying operation should be subject to criminal prosecution, Trump said in a statement. Scandal that forced President Richard Nixon to resign in 1974. The statement comes after Durham's team alleged that a Democratic-aligned tech executive was paid to spy on Trump's residences and the White House while he was president. In a stronger period of time in our country, this crime would have been punishable by death. In addition, reparations should be paid to those in our country who have been damaged by this, the former president added. Durham's motion is about potential conflicts of interest related to the representation of former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sesselman, who has been charged with making a false statement to the FBI that he was not working on behalf of Clinton at the time. According to the filing, lawyers for Clinton campaign allegedly paid the technology executive to infiltrate servers that belonged to the Trump Tower and the White House to establish an inference and narrative to tie Trump with the Russian government. Sussman assembled and conveyed the allegations to the FBI on behalf of at least two specific clients, including one, a technology executive at a U.S.-based internet company, and two, the Clinton campaign. The filing reads, Sussman's billing records reflect that he repeatedly billed the Clinton campaign for his work on the Russian Bank One allegations, and that the technology executive met and communicate with Mark Ellis, a lawyer and operative who has filed numerous election-related lawsuits on behalf of the Democrats. In 2017, Sussman came out with an updated set of allegations about Trump's Russian connection to another government agency, the filing News. Sussman alleged at the time that Trump and or his associates were using supposedly rare Russian-made wireless phones
in the vicinity of the White House and other locations based on suspicious DNS lookup by Russian-affiliated IP addresses. Durham said in the filing his office found no support for these allegations. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we are requesting allegations from the righteous judge concerning Islamic extremists that beat a Christian apologist and evangelist unconscious as he was traveling to participate in a debate about Christianity and Islam in Kampala, Uganda, according to a report. Two men stopped the car of 43-year-old apologist Charles Kamya when he was about 300 meters from the open-air debate site in the Baswas area of Kampala, and then a mob attacked him, Morningstar News reported. I stopped my car only to be ambushed by six other Muslims in Islamic attire who resurfaced from the bush at around midday, Kama was quoted as saying from his hospital bed. One of the assailants told him, "You have been terrorized. You have been terrorizing our religion. Today Allah has called you and you are going to meet him. Some beat me badly while others cut me with some objects, and I lost a lot of blood as they pulled me out of my car and threw me out," he said. In the January 29th attack, he was hit on his head with an iron bar, leaving him unconscious for about 2 hours. A passerby found him in a pool of blood and called the police. Kamya's father fears his son will be attacked again and has asked the hospital to release him against the doctor's advice. Days before the attack, Kamya has gone to a mosque in some area to buy a Quran, accompanied by a Muslim convert to Christianity. He then debated Muslims in that mosque. "I use the Quran to show Muslims that from the beginning of the earth to date, God wants all people to be saved, including Muslims," he said. "I also discuss certain scripture about the powers of evil jinn and that they can be defeated by Jesus and many Muslims converted to Christ. One sheikh wanted to grab the Quran from me, but I refused and left immediately." Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a lot to pray about tonight. Amen. We have a lot to pray about tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Brother Marshall, we're ready.
Help us, Father, and make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. Thank you, Father, for all your wonderful gifts. Thank you for the gift of your only begotten Son. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the spirit of adoption. Father, I ask you to make all of our prayers effectual and fervent, Father, in Jesus' name. And as for your wisdom, I commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established in Jesus' name. And for the last one that Dr. Sabrina read through, we ask for your adjudication, Father God, concerning this situation about the Muslim attack against the Christian apologist in Uganda, Lord. But for all of these different situations, we ask for your divine help and intervention, because you've given all power to the Lord Jesus in heaven and earth, Father. And we thank you for reaffirming that. We've been looking into that this week, Father God, during this partial fast in Jesus' name. And we thank you, you've given Jesus all power in heaven and earth, as it says not only in Matthew 28:18, but also in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, in Jesus' name, where you said, Father, in your word that's forever settled in heaven, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, we ask you to give all of us and all those that are in the scene for, including those that are coming up against us, those that are despitefully using each member of the body of Christ, including the many Muslims you're trying to draw to the Lord Jesus, Father, give all of us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the knowledge of the word of God come in the flesh, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that all of us will know with the help of your calling what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who are to believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ, Father, when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is to come. And thank you, Father, for putting all things under the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth's feet, all things, all the principalities and powers, they're all under his feet, because he triumphed over each and every one of them openly in the cross, Father, even as you point out in Colossians chapter 2, in Jesus' name. We thank you that Jesus has triumphed over each and every one of these. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, in Colossians 2:13, hath he quickened, made alive, together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Thank you for 1 John 1:9. Thank you, when we confess our sins, Father, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus, for not only being as water poured forth and washing us in the water of your word, but washing us in your own blood. We reckon ourselves dead to the old man, even as Pastor Sabrina was talking about tonight. We need to reckon ourselves dead to all those things. And I thank you, Father God, for the reminders you've given us by focusing on the protocol for the dreams, Father God. Because I had a dream, I guess it was last night, and I thought, surely that came from the devil. But I asked, and you said, nope, I sent it. I said, oh, you sent it? Yeah. So, Father, I got to repent for entertaining, and I'm a very slender person. My wife thinks that the fasts are not helpful for me in the physical realm. But, Father God, you told me that somebody can have a spirit of gluttony even if they're not rather plump. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for revealing that to me, giving an opportunity to repent. You give us all an opportunity to repent, and we thank you for that. We thank you for blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us. Thank you for taking them out of the way, nailing it to your cross, Lord Jesus. Thank you, you nailed all those nasty spirits of all these things that Pastor Sabrina has just read about, Father God, including this thing from the satanic group, Father God. Even as I heard, there was a group of, where were they, in Arizona or someplace, 300 Satanists just recently gathered together to pray to their dark Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that Jesus has all power in heaven and earth, and he's Lord of all. That's what it says over in Acts chapter 10, verse 36, I believe it is. Jesus said he's Lord of all. And he's come to bring peace on the earth. And how did he do that? Because he shed his sinless blood. And Satan's a copycat, and he's trying to do what he sees Christians do. What he sees Christians do, they have the bread and the wine. He thinks, well, we need to eat flesh and drink blood. So, Father God, thought of these Satanists, they want to offer things to the dark Lord. So, Father God, we ask you to intervene, Father God. We know these are the last days. The Dr. Sabrina confirmed it, and your word especially confirms it. I wouldn't just believe it just by Dr. Sabrina's word. I always have to look in the book. But that's what you said, particularly in Hebrews chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 9. These are the last days. So, Father God, you said in the last days, I'll pour forth of my spirit upon all flesh. We ask you to do so. And we do pray for those who despitefully use us, including the witches and the warlocks and those serving Satan, Father God, that can be delivered, Father God. I don't know how many can, but you know, because all Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for not leaving us as orphans. Thank you for the spirit of adoption, Father. It is written in the last verse of Philippians 3, which is verse 21, he, the Lord, he is able to subdue all things unto himself, all things unto yourself, including from these satanic groups, somewhat from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, where it is written, But God, who is rich in mercy, thank you for your love, your mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace you are saved, hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe because of the blood of Jesus. We plead that blood over each one of us, every door, every window, of every dwelling, every electronic access to each one of us, every phone, every computer, every type of access to each and every one of us, and all of our family members, the blood of Jesus. For if we die with him, we shall also live with him. And we reckon ourselves dead to the old man. But that's what happened when people were baptized, water baptized. And that's what happens when people partake of the body and blood, because Jesus was put to death in the flesh. And we thank you, Father God. We reckon ourselves dead to the old man in Jesus' name. There it is. The Holy Ghost really wanted me to read this. It's like, where is that, Lord? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That's when you have the bread, dead to the flesh. And life, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. And we thank you, Father God. Even as it says in 2 Timothy 2:11, if we die with him, we shall also live with him. So we are reckoning ourselves dead with you, Lord Jesus, dead to fear, dead to take anxious thought for tomorrow, dead to selfishness, dead to premature condemnation, dead to untimely judgment. So, Father God, even as you're able to save Saul of Tarsus, he was doing very nasty things to Christians, Father, but you saved his soul. You were able to get a hold of him on the road to Damascus. And I was driving recently, and it was not the noonday sun, it was the evening sun. And boy, that was really bright, even with sunglasses and a sun visor and a hat. I was very challenging. But Father God, Saul of Tarsus saw a light brighter than the noonday sun. It says the enemy is destroyed by the brightness of your coming. We ask you to pour forth that your light, your glory, cut about your light on those, Father God, that you want to save, Father God. We know you've been saving many Muslims, Father God, many, many people, even Buddhists, many different people are coming to the faith in the one true and living God. We ask you to deliver all those from the medical tyranny cult as well, Father God, and all those from ungodly spirits of hypnotism and ungodly mind control, including those associated with the so-called pandemic, Father God, in Jesus' name, and all those in the satanic temple, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver them from their lust for human flesh and human blood, Father, in Jesus' name. Give them a hunger to thirst for what you want. And all the family members of every believer, and those, even those who have been witches and warlocks, those that have been serving the devil in different ways, some of them may even be looking like Christians on the outside, Father God. But you said rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. So, Father God, we don't want to be hanging out with witchcraft anymore, Father God. And maybe I've been rebellious in the past, but I'm so grateful that you're able to change me from glory to glory. And we thank you, Father God, for sending the Holy Ghost, Father, to those who obey you, like you said in Psalm 32:5. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Father, because without your Holy Spirit, without the Spirit of Christ in us, we're none of his. So we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Father. And that's how we overcome the accuser of the brethren. By the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, we love not our lives unto the death. And that's when we drink into one spirit with you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for sealing us with your Holy Spirit of promise when we believe. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication concerning all this business. We thank you for the people that are standing for the truth in Texas and other places that are exposing all this horrific nonsense that's going on, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you said, people will be lovers of themselves in the last days, and it certainly looks like it. Actually, they're not just lovers of themselves, they're lovers of the dark, Lord. We ask you to deliver those, Father God, who've been doing all these nasty, nasty things, including taking U.S. taxpayer funds to divert it into things being used to cause ungodly looking into why do they need to take aborted baby parts and put them into mice? What are they doing this to create the next kind of a set of bioweapon, send it over to wherever and have it pop up somewhere else? We bind every spirit of ungodly fear associated with these things, Father God, including these bioweapons. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as it's written not only in Isaiah 54:17, and you say you're going to reveal that which is going on, and you've been doing a really good job of that recently, Lord. I want to thank you. But you said if the enemy is uncovered, that he has to restore what he's stolen, including taking from the U.S. taxpayers. They don't want to go for those things. And not just the taxpayer funds, but all those that have in their life investments and things that are being used by people in the corporate sector, including BlackRock. We ask you to expose and take care of these things. It says in Proverbs 6:30, men do not despise the thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. And we thank you for uncovering all these things, Lord, in Jesus' name, even as you said, including in Luke 12:2. Jesus says, for there's nothing covered, including what Fauci's been up to, or Hillary Clinton or anyone else. How about even Donald Trump? For there's nothing covered shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. So we thank you for uncovering everything that needs to be uncovered the way you want, when you want. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication. We ask you to protect and deliver all the children. So every witchcraft curse sent against all the members of the body of Christ and those standing for the truth and those exposing the truth are returned back on the Spirit sending them to do to those spirits what they intended to do to us at least sevenfold, according to the word of the living God, not only in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 30 and 31, but Psalm 79, 12, in Jesus' name, where it is written, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. So from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we command there be no further flow of power communication, according to Matthew 18, 19, in Jesus' name, call also Matthew 18, 18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, you Satan, the mind binder, you and all your underlings are perpetually continue bound, even from our position on earth as well as in heaven. We command there be no, from the third heaven, command there be no further flow of power communication from the demons down there in the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have been stated for, including those doing these horrific things, that is in God's sight, the God who created heaven, earth's sight, in Jesus' name, including those from the Satanic Temple group and those doing all this business with the abortions and funding, trying to allow the Planned Parenthood to do their nasty deeds even when the new law went through in Texas and trying to shield Planned Parenthood. We ask you to uncover what's really going on, if there's been any palms that have been greased, if there's been any bribes or blackmail, Father. We ask you to bring to light all that's really going on. We ask you to bring to light the whole reason for this demonic confusion. God is not the author of confusion, but of pieces in all the churches. Shall the thing formed say to him that made it, he made me not? Shall the thing formed by God, and he doesn't make mistakes, say, oh, no, no, you didn't make me a man, you made me a woman. Or you didn't make me a woman, you made me a man. Shall the thing formed say to him that made it, you made me not? So, Father, we ask you to bind every one of these spirits of confusion. We bind you, Satan, every one of your underlings, every one of your demonic spirits is trying to cause confusion to the children, trying to cause people to take hormones when they're children and minors without their parents' knowledge, trying to cause them to do things that are demonic and ungodly. Even as Pat Holliday has told us about the person who was planning to have sex change operations, who a man was trying to become a woman. And he came and to her, and she was able to explain to him, I just need to repent and we'll cast out the spirits. And he ended up not only being a real man and not going through any sex change operations, he ended up getting married. He ended up becoming a pastor. So we thank you, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to bring about the true destiny of every human being you've created for your purposes and your glory. And when you created them, back in the book of Genesis, you said, very good. You didn't make any junk. You made no junk. You didn't make anybody. But there's a lot of people have demons in them that are trying to confuse other people to be just like them. So, Father God, we ask you to, and we sever all those ungodly soul ties, all those ungodly contacts from the children in the nursery schools and the preschools, in the grade schools and the high schools and in the universities and state schools and colleges and even in the seminaries in Jesus' name and other religious institutions in Jesus' name, including whatever the Catholic Church uses in Jesus' name, turning out people that are confused and perverted. Father God, we ask you to deliver each and every one from every demonic mind control spirit. We bind all those mind control spirits. We bind every spirit of mass hypnotism. We bind every spirit of confusion and mass insanity in Jesus' name. And all the techniques and plans and schemes of the enemy, including from the CCP that has been infiltrating many layers in this country, including higher education, other areas in the corporate sector and the media. We bind every one of those ungodly things. Father, we ask you to bring them all to the light. And you said, if two of you on earth agree searching anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. We're asking because of the blood of covenant, Father. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. We ask you, Father, to support all those that are standing for the truth. Support those that are standing for God-given freedom. In Jesus' name, including in Canada, including in other areas around the world, many people standing up against the tyrants trying to lock everybody down, trying to not just lock them down, but trying to get them not just an injection, but something to change their DNA so they're no longer created in the image of God, trying to cover up their faces so they can't express the glory of God like you told us to. You know, when Moses came down from the mount, His face shone. And we're spent time in his presence. Sabrina read the scripture from Psalm 16:11. In your presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you used that, come up, said, give us a token for kind of, that those that hate us, when they see it, will be ashamed, Father God. And you'll deliver us, Father God. What is that? The end of Psalm 96 or 86. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Come back out that. So we thank you, Father God, for helping all the saints to be able to shine forth, kind of, even as different saints in the praise reports were talking about, how that just the love of God is being shot abroad in their hearts in Jesus' name, even with their neighbors. Was it Dean? I forget. I think that's who it was. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing and changing us all. That's the last verse of Psalm 86. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hope in me and comforted me. We thank you for helping and comforting all of your saints as we spend time in your presence and praise and enjoy your fellowship, Lord. And you promised us, Lord, in the end of the last verse of Psalm 71, my tongue shall also talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they shall be brought into shame that seek my hurt. And that stands for all the true believers, not just in Canada, those that are standing for the truth as best they know how globally, including those standing against the tyrants, in Jesus' name, including those concerning all this good business, including those standing against those that are trying to bring people to faith in the true true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that was quite a revelation in a little thing that Dr. Sabrina read about this man in Kampala in Uganda. And his name, he said Jesus' name apparently is the Muslim, is Isa. And I have a Palestinian friend, her son, his name is Isa. I didn't know it meant Jesus. That's the name above all names. We thank you that you can use that name above all names, Father. It's a very, very special name. God is alive. Our Savior, because Father,
my name.
divine, ask your divine intervention and adjudication. Every witchcraft person against that world, that the blindest God's enemy, you know that they only are. Father, we ask you to move on the hearts of those that are trying to support the fascist regime from the United States and Canada. And they have to need your divine intervention. Please, we need your divine intervention, Father.